Council President Lori Boyer called for the bill's withdrawal. She says she supports preserving history, but
on the other hand, history often requires an explanation, and it often requires a story of what has changed from then or where we are. And so I think what we need to figure out is how we incorporate those two things and make that happen together.
In the bill, Hemming Park's 62-foot marble and bronze Confederate soldier monument and a large coquina rock that served as a road marker for the intersection of Alligator and Old Kings Roads would have both been designated historical landmarks, whose relocation would require special approval from the Historic Preservation Commission. At last week's hearing on the bill, a number of people spoke in favor of the proposed historic designation. That included Save Southern Heritage Florida member Sieber Newsom, who says he wants the statue to stay there forever.
So this statue was put up to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
However, some council members like Reggie Brown felt differently, saying the statue's presence is offensive to some.
Have we thought about finding an area like we have the Confederate Park and just put all the Confederate statues?
Jacksonville Historical Society Director Emily Liska says she doesn't recommend moving the statue, but thinks pairing it with more information that tells the whole story could be a solution. Council President Boyer didn't say when a new bill on the matter would be introduced. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.